Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
The way a lot of people tell the story, Americans have never had it so good. And yet, when you look at the ghettos on fire, you look at New York with a blackout, riot, pillaging, looting, and burning, you look at the grisly murders like the Son of Sam, you look at things that are happening to tear apart the very fabric of our society, the disintegration of the home, our drought and water shortages, our very grave concern over energy supplies, over skyrocketing prices for imported oils from the Arab states. As you look at soaring, runaway, unbelievable property taxes, 100, 120%, 250%, not uncommon in some places in Los Angeles County, people who are paying up to an annual salary for a single-family residence on one home. Can you believe being taxed for a two-story home? $10,000 per year. It happens. You know, as you think about all the problems of this modern country of ours in the space age, on the other hand, you can also say that we've never had it so good. It's the same thing in Britain. As one observer said, it's almost like the British are aboard the Titanic, going slowly beneath the waves, laughing and giggling and waving the flag. Never have so many people in England had it so good. And yet the British economy is a very sick economy. Well, do you know, at the height of her power, ancient Rome never had it so good. If there was any time in all of history that a people could have looked confidently to the future, it was the Roman people of the second century of our era. Within that empire, in the very beginnings of that time, a couple hundred years after Jesus Christ walked this earth, there was law and order. Everybody had it wonderfully. No foreign power could challenge her. Never did public affluence and a rise in interest in culture, literature, the arts, music, science, language, especially sports and professional sports. Everything was on the rise. I couldn't help but shake my head in wonderment. For the first time in about 4 years, I went to a Major League Baseball game. And here were about 37,000 people in a warm, summery Los Angeles evening with a smog plainly visible, of course, in the lights as the darkness came on. I mean, there were so many tubs of guts in that place, I could not believe my eyes. People who were sitting there with no purpose other than to be where the gang was and to have fun, going back and forth with what seemed to be buckets of beer, popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs, and the like, standing up and singing at intermission, "Take Me Out to the Old Ball Game," and I couldn't help but draw the analogy or the comparison of the ancient spectacles in Rome, where thousands of people would gather together to shout and scream for their heroes or to watch some of these fantastic sports spectacles. We have been building giant arenas that rival anything Rome ever did. I mean, when you can get up to 100,000 people and more watching one football game, and millions of them watching it on instant replay on television, we have outdone anything Rome could ever have done. Millions upon millions of our people read a sports page before they do the news page. And you know, if you were to look at a step-by-step superposition of what's happening in the United States of America today and what happened in ancient Rome, you would be dumbfounded at the remarkable similarities. Oh, now, I know people are going to say, yes, but that was ancient Rome, and even though they fell, we never will. Well, we've only existed a fraction of the time, a winking of a gnat's eyelash, a snap of your fingers in world history, so long as ancient Rome did. And yet we are bringing about our own destruction from internal causes an awful lot faster because it's an accelerated, rapidly moving age. I have a booklet here before me, graphically illustrated in full color, called The Modern Romans, that shows you step by step exactly what brought about the collapse of ancient Rome. And believe me, it happened from within. And it superposes those events with what is happening inside the United States of America and the Western democracies right now today.